Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
It's 7:43 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. It's Sierra and Chameleon there with Get Up. This is where radio comes alive. Now, we did promise you a conversation about green hydrogen, and we termed it Happy Green Hydrogen Day. That's how we termed it today. Now, we've got the Presidential Economic Advisor, as well as the Green Hydrogen Commissioner. He's the man that is tasked with managing the green hydrogen GH2. That's the cool way of saying it. Green Hydrogen Implementation Authority Office at the Ministry of Mines and Energy under the GH2 Namibia program. Good day, Mr. Jameson Yupe. Welcome to Fresh FM, sir.
Hey, so good to be here. That was a dope beat to be starting this conversation.
Oh, the Sierra one.
I was feeling that all the way.
Did that take you back somehow?
I should have put on my headphones earlier, bro. You're like keeping good things away from me. That's not cool.
This is what we do. This is what we do on Fresh FM. I mean, it's Namibia's Heart and Soul, isn't it?
Amazing. I should be dialing in more often. What's up?
I have to ask you this real quick. James, of course, I'm going to ask you thousands of questions, so you know what I mean, before we get into green hydrogen. Who do you report to, dude? Like, in the, because no, seriously. I mean, there's obviously the Minister Tom Alwendo.
Yeah.
There's our President Dr. Hage Kingo.
Yeah.
And then there's Obed Kanjode. So is there, all three at the same time, or your life must be very complicated,
you
James?
You can imagine the number of lashes I have on my back. But you know, I think you said something to me that was super interesting. You said, sometimes we hear what we hear and we make up the facts,
right?
It's actually not that complicated. Look, obviously the job was Presidential Economic Advisor. That is the job. That is what we started off with September 2020.
Yeah.
Along the way, responsibilities got given to you. They're not new jobs. Mm. They're just responsibilities, right? So, practical example. Minister of Finance is Minister of Finance.
Yes.
But he's also the chairperson of the Cabinet Committee on Treasury. Is that a new job? No. Is that a new salary? No. Is it just like a new responsibility on top of Minister of Finance? Sure. So the Green Hydrogen Commissioner was one of those. As my Presidential Economic Advisor, because you helped come up with this weird, crazy thing, can you champion it beyond idea and concept to potentially a flourishing industry? So that was a role or a responsibility given to the economic advisor.
Okay.
And essentially, you know, we took that commissioner thing, we worked as the Green Hydrogen Commissioner. I'm the secretariat of the Green Hydrogen Council. That's chaired by Obeth Kanjode. Obeth's day job is still the DG of the NPC.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, you know, together with all the other members of the Green Hydrogen Commission, council, together with the commissioner, they're trying to incubate this new industry, right? So you can imagine, Obeth is also the CC TED chair, the Cabinet Committee on Trading and Economic Development.
Yes.
And he's also a member of the CCL. Cabinet Committee on Legislation. Same salary, same guy, just different small responsibilities.
Okay.
Now, along the way, we were able to turn this idea into a fully fledged funded program.
Yes.
Right? So we raised $100 million essentially from donors from around the world. And, you know, basically President and the donors said, we'll run this program. So this is like, you remember the Millennium Challenge account? You and I may be too old to remember the Millennium Challenge account. $300 million from the US.
Yes.
Given to sort of government to run specific programs from education, health.
Yeah.
So in this case, we raised about 4.2 million euros from the EU Commission that said, look, use this money to capacitate government. Hire some new people, do some more research, study some environmental impacts, and support the Ministry of Mines and Energy as he looks to deliver on the green hydrogen strategy which is what he came up with. And so now I've just been asked to run that program. So that's a real role on top of the presidential.
Advisor. Obviously, because of checks and balances, that's why Obeth Kanjode is there, and that's why there's a whole committee, isn't it?
100%.
All right. Now, but let's dial it back a little bit.
Let's go back.
Let's in layman's terms. Mr. James, what is green hydrogen? Because you know what I mean? Because the word has been thrown around a lot. You know, we speak about this in Karatura and Teplachta, in Kwisamun. We're sitting around the car wash. We just green hydrogen. Contextualize this for us, please.
Green hydrogen is everything. It's a movement.
Yeah.
It's a molecule. It's a fuel source. If I really wanted to think of green hydrogen in super, super layman's terms, look, we can go the scientific route. But that's boring, right? It's just water split with electrolysis, and then you get this molecule hydrogen. What green hydrogen is really for me is a key input. It's like an ingredient.
Okay.
You want to make cake and donuts and pancakes. What do you need? You need sugar.
You need sugar.
Right?
You need eggs. You need water. You need...
And hydrogen, let's call it sugar, right? So sugar can go into tea. It can go into coffee. It can go into pancakes. It can go into cakes.
Mm.
And that's what hydrogen is. It's an ingredient that can be used to reduce iron ore. Mm. It can be used to make ammonia. It can be used to make liquid hydrogen fuel. It can be used, right?
Mm.
So so from that perspective, you know, if your job, my man, is to be the baker or, you know, you have a bakery...
Mm.
Sugar becomes a very important ingredient, right?
Mm.
So if you're the Namibian economy and you're trying to diversify the number of goods you're selling, and all of a sudden you now have sugar, you can make 3 or 4 or 5 different products. New goods, right?
Yeah.
And that's what hydrogen is. Because on top, so making hydrogen itself is a process. You know, as African economies, least developed economies, we're trying to get away from being very excited about natural resources, and to oil, a diamond, to making products, value-added products that are complex, and then, of course, services as well. So that's what green hydrogen allows us to do, is as an ingredient, we actually already make it from water and renewable energy, right?
Yeah.
But now once we have that ingredient, exciting stuff happens. Now you can make ammonia. Ammonia you can use for fertilizer. You can make ammonium sulfate. Or you can use it as fuel in ships. Ooh, so that's 2 new products. Ship fuel and fertilizer.
Yeah.
Oh, you just heard in the newspaper the other day, they're studying some iron-reducing plant in Arandis or something. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It was on the other radio station.
Yes.
So there's a new factory. Let's call it a factory in Arandis. That they started construction basically like on Monday.
Mm.
Those guys are going to take the hydrogen and they're going to take iron ore. Now you dig it up from the ground. We have it in Dordibus. And they're going to use the hydrogen to reduce the iron ore. Mm. Iron ore normally has iron, Fe, and oxygen.
Yeah.
That's iron ore. Now when you combine the hydrogen with that oxygen, you get pure iron ore, which you can then use to make steel.
Yeah.
Before that, they used to use coking coal to combine with the oxygen. Then you get the iron.
Yeah.
The problem is carbon plus oxygen equals? Give it to me.
What?
Carbon dioxide,
Carbon dioxide, Sorry.
It's early in the morning.
Yeah.
So, and of course, carbon dioxide was bad for the atmosphere. But now if you use hydrogen, the oxygen you get, water vapor.
Yeah.
Which they then actually recycle and reuse again to make hydrogen, reduce iron, make water. And it's a circular process.
Yeah.
Super amazing. That's a third ingredient.
But basically, there's some amazing spin-offs, isn't it?
Yeah. And so you can see the hydrogen is now making ammonia. It's making fuel. Mm. It's making fertilizer. Fuel for ships. It's now making reduced iron, and it can be used for other things. We may even pipe it to South Africa.
Mm,
put hydrogen in a pipeline all the way to Sasol, because they need the hydrogen to make their plastics and their synthetic fuels and stuff that.
Yeah.
So the real deal about hydrogen, actually, the real end game for us, is something we're calling the green industrialization agenda.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because like Vision 2030 was always about industrializing the nation, right? Building new industries, getting into the secondary sector where you're manufacturing goods, tertiary sector where you're selling services.
Yes.
That's where we're going. So give you a practical example. If you make ship fuel, that's now a product you manufactured. That's the secondary sector of the economy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're going to start offering bunkering services. Bunkering services is where essentially it's a petrol station for ships.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
My goodness.
Like a big ass.
And we've got a huge port industry.
There you go. Now you're filling me now. So you've got a big tank that stores a lot of fuel. But because you have this green fuel and nobody else in sort of, you know, in the neighborhood does, ships start calling to your port just to refuel with this clean thing. That's tertiary sector big time.
Mm.
That's bunkering services that has come from a clean fuel that you made from water and renewable electricity. So industrializing the nation like that is a big part of my agenda.
Of course,
and you can understand whose job is that?
It has to be yours.
As a presidential economic advisor, right? So as much as people are very excited about the Green Hydrogen Commissioner thing, you see how that's a red herring.
Mm.
The real gig, the real job from president was, James, can we re-engineer our economy to get closer and closer to Vision 2030 and to get less and less reliant on old, like, just digging up rocks and selling them. Whether we're digging up diamonds, you're digging up gold, you're digging up uranium. Mm. You know, we can't keep on doing that as a nation when other nations are developing the Singapore's ETC.
Yeah.
So you can see my primary job is still
economic
advisor to revolutionize the economy.
Now, you mentioned 100 million from your partners around the world.
Yeah.
Foreign direct investment is obviously a very important factor here.
Big deal,
Let's talk about a couple of things here, especially in terms of FDI. Mm. The one conversation, two parts of this conversation, in terms of FDI. Mm-hmm. The one part is the 24% stake in the hydrogen energy project, which people are up in arms about.
Mm.
You're gonna have to contextualize that for us, and then also I'd like you to contextualize the involvement of the Belgian company CMB Tech, and then also the European Investment Bank.
Sure,
walk us through this, please.
Let's do that. So, if we're going to talk FDI, most recently we came back from Brussels, right? Where there was this global gateway forum where the EU were talking about, essentially it's almost like their Belt and Road Initiative. It is their way of sustainably partnering with friends around the world. Mm. And they have set aside 300 billion euros for that.
So that's for their program.
That's for
not necessarily focused on,
we do. That's for their program for people around the world. Mm. 150 of that billion is earmarked for Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Namibia, we were one of the first countries to move very quickly in this direction. So we were earmarked for specific partnerships on green hydrogen and critical raw minerals.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is that important? Remember, we talked about hydrogen being this ingredient for low carbon solutions.
Yes.
And of course, to do that, you're going to need all of these minerals like cobalt for batteries, copper for the wire, etc., etc. And of course, lithium and rare earths, which is what it has. So the EU say, geez, Namibia, we see you have a lot of these ingredients. You have good sun and wind, so that's great for hydrogen.
Yeah.
You've got lithium and rare earths, which are needed for permanent magnets and batteries.
Yeah.
Let's work with you specifically to say the following. Namibian politicians, we hear you. We don't just want to take the lithium and the rare earths.
Yeah.
Let's find a way to add value to your minerals at home, right? And we don't just want to take your hydrogen. Let's help you make synthetic fuels with that hydrogen.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the program. Now, on the backbone of that program, the EU has moved in different ways to allocate about 1 billion euros, which is where the 20 billion Namibian dollars come from.
Come from, yeah.
1 billion euros to Namibia through various programs to help that dream come to reality. Mm. That's the partnership. So how does that begin to manifest in real life? Well, you talked about the 4.2 million euros that we're going to get to start the green hydrogen program. That's a part of that. Remember, there was that 40 million that we got right in the beginning that we used to put up three pilot projects and the national scholarship program and the strategy. That's a part of that billion. Then there's this 500 million euro facility. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So 500 million euros is a lot of money.
Yes, yes, it is.
Like what is that?
Euros.
it's like 10 billion.
10 billion, yeah.
10 billion Namibian bucks, right? So think about this, my friend. Now you have a big factory in Lüderitz or in Walvis Bay producing all these goods.
Hmm.
These goods need to get to their destination.
Yes.
So you're going to need to build some stuff as Namibia at your port. You're going to need to build some new rail.
Hmm.
You're going to need to build a new port facility. You're going to need to build pipelines and transmission lines. Those are national assets. So Tatashimi is going to have to find the money to build this circuit, this surrounding infrastructure, housing, stuff like that, right? Now, I don't know how well you know about our credit rating, but Namibia's credit rating with that Fitch and Moody's, all that, it's BB minus.
Yeah.
So if we went to borrow 10 billion Namibian dollars, it would be at a fairly high interest rate. To our disadvantage, right? The EU said, look, I'm happy to give you a more attractive facility. Instead of borrowing it at BB minus, I will give you a loan at AAA investment grade rating. So much lower interest rate, right?
Okay.
And I'll make it very long, so 25 years. And I will give you 5 years, it's called the grace period, before you even have to start paying.
Mm-hmm.
So borrow the money, deploy it into infrastructure. You have 5 years for that infrastructure to start working and making money, and then you can start servicing the loan.
Yeah.
That's very, very concessional relative to us raising our own money to build all of this infrastructure. Now, here's the thing. That's a facility that we can take if we want. We don't have to, right? If we want to keep on borrowing at BB minus, so be it. If we get cheaper money somewhere else from the World Bank or, I don't know, the AFDB, so be it. But so that's an option that Tata Shimi and Cabinet has.
And we haven't utilized it yet.
We haven't even touched it yet, right?
It's just on the table.
We're still trying to figure out where are we going to deploy what, right? Because there's kind of like a lot going on. So that's a part of that $1 billion, right? It's an offer, okay? Then comes the other interesting one. There was 40 million euros grant.
Grant. Because there's always a fight between the loan or the grant.
So the 500 million euro facility, that'll be a loan. You're going to have to pay that back, right? The 40 million grant is a grant. It's here you go. So this one, just like the money that was used for the pilot project, the 40 million grant is also being given to us to form a fund. So we're going to need to invest a lot of money into all these different hydrogen projects. Now, as the Namibian government, can we analyze all of the different projects on our own and decide yes, no? We want to hire a professional fund manager to do that. Just like the GIPF would hire a fund manager to invest in infrastructure, the government has put up a professional fund manager that is a partnership between a Dutch fund manager and our own EIF, the Environment Investment Fund. They're right up the road from you. And they've formed a JV, and that's called NH2 Fund Managers. So there's now a new entity. And that entity will manage a fund called SDG Namibia 1. Sustainable Development Goals. Woohoo, here we come. Yeah. Namibia, obviously, it's the first one, right? It's actually like the first one in the world that has been formed like this. So this fund, managed by us and the Dutch, will invest in hydrogen projects, different hydrogen projects, and hydrogen-related infrastructure. So pipelines, transmission lines, stuff like that.
And actual different infrastructure. Hydrogen.
Exactly. Now, that $40 million that we got, we're putting it in that fund. And this fund then has to go and look for, at the moment, we actually have like six hydrogen projects in Namibia developing. We've got Dowris, we've got HDF, we've got CMB, we've got obviously Hyphen. We've got two others, right? So SDG Namibia 1 is going to look at all of these different hydrogen funds and say, look, I think this one's promising. We've done a due diligence. We'll give it some money. This one's promising. We'll give it some money, right? So given this 40 million euros, what the Namibian government was able to do was to say, guys, we're setting up a hydrogen project in government-owned land. So we want equity in this project. How much equity will you offer us? This was part of the tender. Everyone who tendered for that first tender had to say, I offer you 5%, I offer you 10%, I offer you 20%, right? And we said, no problem. We want the highest offer.
Of course.
And 24 was the highest offer. And we were willing to, in quote, pay for it because we had this grant money. So in a typical oil project or a mining company, we get 10% carry for free until a certain point, right? In this instance, we've got 24% free carry. And the key thing is it's free because of the grant funding. Do you understand?
So it's not necessarily out of the taxpayers' money.
It's not coming out of the taxpayers' money at all. It's 24% free carry. You know, if I say that, there would never have been a problem. I was just like super honest and transparent. I said, yeah, we can buy up to 24%. Guys, like, why are we buying? You know, we're going to take money from medicine and education and school. We're not buying. We've been given 40 million euros. We are getting up to 24% equity in this project, right? Here's the key thing. This money, to develop this project, they need about 93 million euros. So to get to financial close, they need 93. So our 24% of that is 22 million. So you can see even that 40 million, right? We can go all the way up to financial close and pay our 22 million, but we still have 18 million for the other hydrogen project. And that's what's going on. Is that fund manager now will invest in Hyphen, they'll look to invest in HDF, they'll look to invest in Dowris, and any Schiffen Hydro, Hope Hydro, so that we get an industry of hydrogen projects going at the same time.
James, I'm going to have to interrupt you there. We're going to play the news. And yes, we need to get you back in studio. We need to get you back in studio because we still have so much that we need to talk about.
As a matter of fact,
maybe we even need to create a series.
Let's do a series. Let's do a series. Right, we declared it. We're launching the series today.
On Fresh FM with James. Thank you so much for your time, sir. We appreciate
Anytime.
You.
That was super fun.
And you will be back.
We will definitely be back. We still need to talk about the job, the industries, all that stuff.
Our competition. competition. We have to look at
our competition is stiff.
Green finance. There's something finance that you guys wanted to do at the New York Exchange.
100%.
So there's a lot that we need to talk about. 100%. All right, let's leave it at that. It's 8:03. Let's get into the news. It's the NSK on Fresh FM.
This is a song for December.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.